Do you believe in magic? I'm not referring to the sleight of hand kind of jazz. I'm talking about everyday magic. The magic that surrounds us. The magic that lives inside of us. The magic that we choose to acknowledge or to foolishly ignore. Have no illusions, dear friends. The following story has a magic all its own. Now You See Her is the third part of our four-part series, All Night Radio. It was taped live in New York City on March 31st, 2019. It's been another long night at the little studio of WXRQ. A long night, but not entirely uneventful.
Stay tuned for another gentle half hour of Moonlight Memory Melodies with swingin' Sammy Sweet and his orchestra, followed by another rebroadcast of the classic spooky series, The Cavern of the Three Crones. At the sound of the tone, the time will be 11:30 p.m.
Damn it, Frank! Where the hell are you now?
Oh, cool your engines, Junior. I'll be back in a minute.
Georgette, for Christ's sake! Are you going to be here in the studio every night like this?
Maybe. As long as Frank is still able to keep me amused.
You know Frank's not the only guy in town with a trunk full of booze and pills.
Yeah, but none of those other fellows seem to offer me as much of those things gratis, comprende? And I get to camp out here before I go on the air with my morning show. Oh, I just love a short commute.
I don't approve of any of this. I just want you to know that.
What are you going to do?
You gonna run to the big bad station manager?
I never knew you to be a snitch, Rexy old boy.
Stop calling me that.
Why? Because it brings back memories? Admit it. You can't stand seeing me pawing around in the booth with Frank, can you?
I don't care. Our thing was a long time ago.
Oh, but you do care. You can't fool me. It burns you up seeing me here at the station every night. Just admit it.
You're doing this on purpose. To torture me.
You had a chance to make an honest woman out of me years ago.
And you're never going to let me forget it, are you?
Nope.
Hey, I just heated these up. Who wants one?
What Frank? Are those?
Stuffed baked potatoes. Just peel the aluminum foil off. Careful, they're hot.
You made these?
Nah, my wife did. My spoiled brat kids wouldn't eat them at dinner, so I just grabbed a handful. Have one, Rex. They taste pretty great after the third or fourth bite.
No thanks.
Rex is starchy enough as it is.
That's funny. Here, Georgette, I was able to pick up these for you. Save them for dessert, huh?
Oh, who are you kidding? These are the main course. You got anything to wash them down with?
Right here in my back pocket.
Frank, Georgette. I've been trying to hold my tongue here, but...
Oh, you don't approve. Yeah, yeah.
I know this is a difficult shift. The tedium. The long stretches of...
Rex, you can end the lecture now. Just because you used to be a juice head doesn't mean you get to poop and everyone else is cornflakes.
Okay, let's just try to all simmer down now.
Look, it'd be a lot cooler in here, Georgette, if you'd just go home and let us work in peace.
Hey, Rex, let's get one thing straight. You're the new old guy around here. I outrank you in this scenario. During this shift, what I say goes. You have no say over who comes and goes in this studio. If you don't like the way that tastes going down, brother, the door's right there.
Oh, ease up, Frank. Rexy needs this gig. There aren't many jobs left for him these days.
Then let's see him act like it. By the way, we'll be going live with that garbage, ghouly, ghosty show in 2 minutes.
It's not garbage.
It's crap. Why do you think we broadcast it overnight while no one's listening? We just use it to kill time. Plus, it costs the station next to nothing.
Even the worst radio programs from the old days are better than most of the dreck you hear today. This one we play each night, for instance. The Cavern of the Three Crones. Well, I admit it's not Ibsen or Shakespeare. It's well made and it has period charm. I used to act in a few of these shows just like it. You remember those shows, right, Georgette?
Oh, the late-night horror shows? Like Arch Obler and his Lights Out. It is
later than you think.
That was great stuff.
Dark Fantasy, The Weird Circle.
Those are all crap. The only good one is Suspense, which is still on the air in a few places, I think.
Yeah, it's not what it used to be. All those old shows are gone.
Even Jack Benny retired his radio show. He's only doing television now.
He's one of the lucky few. The rest of us, we really have nowhere else to go.
But back to our memories. Those were some good times, weren't they? And we didn't even know we had it so good. Sometimes it dawns on me out of nowhere. Those days are never coming back. Frank, you got a light. There was always work. There was always something new and exciting to do each and every day. In 1 hour, I could play a little girl in a Grimm's fairy tale. In the next, a handmaiden to the Queen of Scots. It didn't matter what you looked like. You did it all with nothing but your dexterity of voice. Work was life. Life was work. All one and the same. We made people's lives a little better. What more could you ask for than that? But now, what are we doing? What have we become? Frank, where's that flask?
Here, doll.
What do you say? Let's have ourselves a little party.
You do know how to put the broad back in broadcasting.
Oh, you say the sweetest things.
You say that to all the audio engineers with big bottles of hooch. Come on up in the booth with me and I'll show you how my gear works. I'll even let you play with some of my faders. Come on, doll. Rexy, we're on in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're live.
Rex Donald here at the top of the hour. And you know what time it is, right, folks? Time for another visit down below to the Cavern of the Three Crones. Now, turn the lights down low, sit back, relax, and enjoy this classic thrill fest from the golden annals of yesteryear.
Before we enter the spooky Cavern of the Three Crones, we've got a few words to share about our sponsor, Skylight. Mother's Day is almost here, friends, and I'm going to help you out and suggest a gift for any of the mums in your life. A gift that thousands of mothers have been calling the best gift ever. It's called Skylight, a touchscreen photo frame that you can email photos to at any time and from anywhere. What, you say? I'm telling you, it's the most thoughtful gift. Skylight sets up easily in less than 60 seconds. You just plug it in and use the touchscreen to connect to your wireless network. And that's not all that's easy. Sending photos to Skylight couldn't be simpler. Your whole family can send photos to your Skylight's unique email from phone or computer, and you can see them in seconds. On Skylight's gorgeous 10-inch touchscreen, you can swipe through photos, browse the gallery, delete photos, pause the slideshow, even thank your dearest darling who sent you a photo, all with just a tap of the finger. Preload the Skylight with all your favorite photos as a truly fantastic gift for your ma, your grandma, your pops, any special someone. Skylight needs Wi-Fi to receive new pics, but you can still view the photos without a Wi-Fi connection. And if for any reason you don't absolutely adore your Skylight, well, you can get a full refund, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. I live far from my folks and miss them ever so much. I love the idea of staying connected with my adorable ma and pa by sharing photos with them in this super easy way. The miles between us might not feel so far. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you text FIRESIDE to 484848. That's right, to get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame, just text FIRESIDE to 484848. That's FIRESIDE to 484848. Make yours a happy mother. Get her a Skylight. Let's get back to All Night Radio. Now you see her.
Feel you quick. time once again to enter the bizarre world of the Cavern of the Three Crones. Three satanic storytelling sisters, along with their feline minion Obsidian, invite you into a realm of mystery, murder, and the supernatural.
Oh, what's that, Obsidian? What story shall we tell? It appears before us now, in the poisoned broth of our cauldron. Stir it well. It emerges now. Can you make out the title, my sisters? Mine eyes are not as sharp as yours. Ah, yes. It be a tale called Now You See Her, Now You Don't.
Wait! Do you think this one might be a tad too horrible to tell?
If ye be weak of heart, turn away now.
Turn away!
They still be here, eh? Well, we warned ye. We warned ye.
Magestro, please listen to me. We can't put it off any longer.
What do you mean, Mr. Avery? Tonight was a smash.
He's right, you know, Magestro.
Didn't you hear the crowds, the screams, the applause?
Do you want to tell him, Mr. Sweswick, or should I?
Tell me what? Magestro is a smash, the reigning king of magic.
The audience may have been screaming, but they just had a big bark for a small group of folks.
Box office receipts were down almost 25% last week.
And they were down 30% this week. Noticing a trend?
But that cannot be. That isn't possible.
Magestro, old chum, the numbers don't lie.
And you know as well as we do why that is.
No, I don't. Why don't you tell me?
Magestro, you need a new lovely assistant.
You've been working the show for the last month without an assistant ever since, well, Rosemary.
I know. Please, don't bring up this tragedy. But the show must go on.
Well, if it's going to go on, we'll need something with prettier legs than yours brought back into the act.
Magestro, listen to your agent.
And your manager.
We're entering a downward spiral.
We have to do something
fast.
Or
the only disappearing act
will be your audience.
Fui! Bah! The day Magestro needs a tramp in tights and sequins.
We're already setting up auditions for some new gals tomorrow.
At 11 a.m.
Auditions? 11 a.m.?
We'll have a nice big pot of coffee for all of us.
But we're not leaving the theater until we find a new girl for this act. You understand?
Gentlemen, I am greatly wounded, insulted,
and quickly going broke.
Just be there bright and early tomorrow, and you better be nice to these gals. They're coming over from three different counties to audition just for you.
Well, let it be known that the great Magestro does so under protest. Good evening.
Uh-oh, I hope we didn't...
Oh, don't worry. You know Magestro's a hothead. He'll cool off soon enough. It's all for his own good.
So, they brought in all them pretty young lasses to the theater for the great audition. The prettiest gals you ever saw.
Even prettier than us!
One after the other, each one more beautiful and talented than the last. But then it came time to make a decision.
Magestro, we've seen over 100 girls, but I think we all agree who we like the best.
Magestro?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, for crying out loud. Oh, Mr. Avery, wake him up, why don't you?
What?
Wake up, Magestro. Don't you want to see your new assistant?
They are all the same. I don't care anymore.
Lucinda, will you please come center stage? We'd like to talk with you.
Yes, Mr. Sazwick.
Oh, my.
She's quite a looker, eh, Magestro?
Come forward, dear. We have some good news for you.
You do?
It's uncanny.
What is it, Magestro?
Lucinda, we have selected you to be Magestro's lovely new assistant.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What's wrong, Magestro?
I have seen this woman before.
I'm sorry?
I have seen her before this day.
Oh, so you're previously acquainted. Great. Even better. Good to have some history, repartee, etc.
You don't understand. I have seen her before, but only in a dream. A recurring dream. It's her.
And that's what I'm saying. She's a real dream, isn't she? It's settled then. She's the one. Lucinda, you're hired. I'll be with you in just a moment to review the contract.
But it's settled,
Magestro. We'll start rehearsals first thing tomorrow. I want Lucinda up and running on the show as soon as humanly possible.
I wonder what the crones will have to cackle about this. But first, a quick word about our sponsor, Wix. Well, what is it about Wix? It just so happens to be the place to go to easily build and maintain your very own amazing website. We've been using Wix for FiresideMysteryTheater.com since 2014 and loving it, but we're not alone. Over 140 million people are in the know about something because they do too. Wix defines the word easy when it comes to web design. There are over 500 spectacular templates you can choose from or build your own suite design from scratch. It's super simple to play around with any of the hundreds of design features and apps to make your site truly your own. Drag and drop, my friends. And everything you design is automatically optimized to look brilliant on any device. Connect all your social media, your blog, or get inspired to start a new one. There are advanced design features like video backgrounds and image galleries to really make your site pop. You can even set the image quality and sharpness of your photos. There are all sorts of design effects, so you can build a website that you are super excited about. All sites include built-in SEO tools, so you're easily found online. And I tell you, it really is easy. Even I could do it, because Wix has an SEO whiz that guides you with a personalized plan. Showcase yourself. Build a site for business. Grow your personal brand. Show the web what you got. Wix has the tools you need to make the website you need. Get started now with 10% off by going to wix.com/podcast. That's wix.com/podcast for 10% off. Go on, wix.com/podcast. Without further ado, All Night Radio, now you see her.
Began the apprenticeship of Magestro's new assistant. As it is a custom, Magestro shared all of his carefully guarded secrets with his new child.
Every trick in the book, and then some!
And when I position the saw this way, you maneuver like...
Like this?
Yes. Excellent. Very well done.
Thank you.
Now, you see how that works. That is one of my finest illusions. But once again, I must ask you to...
Yes, Magestro?
I must be able to trust you. Everything I have shown you today must remain a secret. Lucinda, why do you look at me that way?
What way, Magestro?
I feel as if you are peering into my very soul.
Is that what you think?
I feel slightly dizzy. I think I need a moment.
Are you all right, Magestro?
Maybe I just need a glass of water. Oh, that's better. Now, what was I saying?
Everything you've shown me must remain a secret.
Ah, yes. That is what I wanted to say.
I'm very good at keeping secrets, Magestro. You don't have to worry about me.
Is that so?
I know many secrets. All kinds of secrets. and they are safe with me.
My goodness. You even sound like her.
Who?
The woman I see in my dream.
Is she a good woman or a bad woman?
I don't know. She's just there, looking at me.
Well, don't worry, Magestro. All your secrets are safe with me. Not just the magical ones.
What do you mean by that?
Don't you want to show me another illusion for the act?
I suppose I should.
Don't worry. I won't reveal your illusions to anyone. Not the way Rosemary did.
What did you say?
I said I won't threaten to share your secrets like Rosemary did. Even though you stole many of your illusions from other magicians.
What?
Don't you remember? Rosemary confronted you in your dressing room that night. I've had it, Magestro. I really had it.
How many times have I told you, Rosemary? You are never to enter my dressing room.
You really won't make me a partner in the act.
Oh, leave me alone with your trifles.
I'm not just some chorus girl you can shoo away, Magestro.
Magestro has no time for you. Now leave my presence.
You seem to forget. I've worked with you for a long time. I know how every illusion works. I even helped refine some of them.
Bah!
You think I'm just some piece of fluff in stockings and feathers, huh? Something for folks to whistle and gawk at, huh?
You are an overpaid piece of fluff if you want to know the truth, Rosemary.
Is that what you think, Magestro? Well, what would you say if I took everything I know and started an act of my own?
You don't mean that, do you?
Oh, I've never been more serious.
All right. Let's take a moment here. Why are we arguing? We're all friends, aren't we?
Oh, well, it seems we used to be friends.
I can see what you are saying. Magestro has not been a good friend. I'll tell you what. After tonight's show, let's sit down with Mr. Avery and Mr. Sedgwick and let us see about drawing up a new contract.
With you and me as equal partners?
Yes. Equal partners. Starting tomorrow night and from now on, the show will be called Magestro the Magnificent and Rosemary.
Oh, you mean that? You really mean that?
Magestro gives you his word.
Oh, Magestro. Oh, I could give you a great big kiss.
No, please don't do that. Now, return to your dressing room. We have a big house waiting for us tonight.
Rosemary was overjoyed at the prospect of becoming your partner in the act. She felt lighter than air while she waited in her dressing room. But a fiendish idea quickly popped into your head. Before the show, when no one was looking, you went backstage and tampered with the pulleys that held the levitation box, held many feet high above the stage. The levitation box that carried Rosemary inside of it. By just loosening a few bolts. That was the end of poor Rosemary. No one ever suspected you, of course. No one knew of Rosemary's discontent or demands. No one but you and her. She shared those things with you and you only, so there would be no motive found. It was ruled an accidental death.
Assuming any of what you have said is true, how could you even know such a thing?
I just do.
Who would you tell? Who would believe you?
Like I said, all of your secrets are safe with me.
Who are you? Your name is not Lucinda.
No, it isn't.
What is it then?
I've called it out to you in your dream every night since Rosemary's death. You just haven't heard it clearly.
What is your name, curse you? I must know!
Conscience. My name is Conscience.
Conscience?
It's not for me to reveal your secrets. Your sins. That must come from you. Shall we practice yet another illusion, Magestro?
No, no!
So many illusions. So many secrets. I'll say nothing. But I'll always be here beside you until you are ready to atone.
Please, please, don't look at me like that.
I am content to be your assistant, but not your accomplice.
I am going mad. Yes, yes, I'm sorry for what I have done. An awful sin. Just please, don't look at me like that. I must pay. I must atone. Rosemary, Rosemary, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. Your blood is on my hands. Your blood. Poor Rosemary. I can't live with myself. I can't.
Magestro, what's all this?
Magestro is a coward, a liar, a thief, a murderer.
What's wrong with the old boy?
I don't know. You must calm down, Magestro. Easy now.
Let me go. Let me go. I'm ready. I'm ready to talk. Confess what I have done. Confess.
Cinda, what has happened here? What's happened to Magestro?
I am very pleased with him. He has finally listened to me. And now, gentlemen, I must bid you good evening.
That Lucinda had something up her sleeve. And you can bet Magestro won't be attempting his escape act from his new home at the state penitentiary anytime soon.
His conscience wouldn't allow it.
Sinister sisters.
What if ye could summon the dead back from their graves?
What if?
Would ye? Listen to our next terrifying tale, The Reckoning Bell.
Join me and my sisters next time as we take the trouble to bubble up the cauldron with another tale to chill your bones here at the Cavern of the Three Crones.
The Cavern of the Three Crones is written and produced by Lawrence P. Woodsburg. In tonight's cast, you heard Kitty Culpine, Arthur Raymond, Buddy Diller, Phyllis Larson, Dolores Clay, and Paul Diamond. This is Ted Fortescue speaking.
And that, friends, concludes tonight's airing of The Cavern of the Three Crones, one of the very best entries in the series. And now we pause for this station identification break. Hey, Georgette, why don't you do me a favor and wake up Frank?
Well, he still thinks he can drink me under the table. He's 0-5.
Georgette, this isn't fair.
It's a little too late. I mean, early in the morning, to start getting into what is and isn't fair.
You're being incredibly cruel.
Am I?
Why do you want to hurt me so?
Because I'm not done hurting myself. You did a number on me, sweetheart. At least the gin can make me forget about that for a little while.
This has to stop.
I'll stop when I'm finished.
And when will that be?
When one of us checks out.
What do you mean by that?
We'll see who's the last one standing, baby.
Does Frank even know about us?
No. Do you want him to know?
I'd rather he didn't. It's bad enough I know about you two.
Sweetheart, you ought to consider picking up the bottle again. It's the gateway to some blissful ignorance.
You're rotten to the core.
You're the one who plucked this apple.
Get out of here! I'd better not see you here tomorrow night.
Is that some kind of threat?
Okay, folks, Rex Arnold, your friend here on the overnight airwaves, signing off until we meet again tomorrow. Stay tuned for your AM P's and Q's, our daily call-in program for helpful household hints by the high-spirited homemaker herself, Georgette Beverly. I leave you now with some lovely music. Who doesn't love this song from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical sensation, Oklahoma?
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by, but a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. The old weeping willow, she's laughing at me.
Was All Night Radio, Now You See Her. The WXRQ radio station cast includes Eric Davey Gislason as Rex Arnold, Michael Pate as Frank the Engineer, and Casey LaForest as Georgette Beverly. The Cavern of the Three Crones cast includes The Three Crones, played by Ali Silva, Mary Murphy, and Casey LaForest, James Kleinman as the announcer Ted Fortescue, Alan LaForest as Magestro, David Linton as Avery, James Kleinman as Seswick, Mary Murphy as Lucinda, and Ali Silva as Rosemary. The song, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. Now You See Her was written by Silvan Sandoval and directed by the team of Silva and Rodriguez. All Night Radio was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score is improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontes Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. In our fireside bag of tricks, we've created something extra special called the Patreon Playlet. The Patreon Playlet is an audio treat of bonus content that is not released on our regular podcast feed, but made exclusively for our Patreon patrons. The Patreon Playlet for this latest series of All Night Radio episodes is a fun tidbit that will not only add to your enjoyment of the whole series, but may shed some light on the fate of one of our main characters. It's called Mind Your AM P's and Q's, and it's available only for patrons at the $5 or more per month sustainer levels. But you know, as little as a dollar or two or more a month would provide vital support for what we do and help us to achieve our future goals. And there are all sorts of special perks for it too. A postcard from Sunken Harbor, exclusive discounts on our merch, a personalized audio thank you from a fabulous cast member, a super cool limited edition lapel pin. We've got perks for all different monthly sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. We've got a shout out and big thank you hugs to our amazing Patreon patron, Dan Smith. Dan, we love you! You helped to fan our fireside flames, and we are eternally grateful to you for minding the shadows with us. Hey, if you like what we do, a kind rating and review on Apple Podcasts is a lovely way to support us without spending a penny. And if you've already left us a rating and review, we thank you most kindly. Join us for our next live taping at the Slipper Room on Sunday, May 26th at 5 p.m. We'll be giving some of your favorite stories the Fireside Mystery Treatment in Fireside Fairy Tales. Get those tickets now at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. For someone in the little studio of WXRQ, there will be much to answer for when they hear the sound of the Reckoning Bell. Don't miss the conclusion to our four-part series of All Night Radio. Our radio host will be taking your call momentarily. Please hold and mind the shadows.